This is A Story of Sorts, the podcast mostly about bookish stuff. Footnotes. Hello everyone, welcome to another bonus episode. Karina here again, as usually, hosting this episode to talk about the books that I have read in June. And I cannot believe that it's almost pretty much the end of July. And again, it's like I'm measuring months by the amount of books that I have read. And it's been going very, very fast. The measures of COVID here in the Netherlands have relaxed a bit, even though, to be honest, I still wear a mask inside. I am about to get my second vaccination, and the festival in Utrecht, ILFU, I think that I am actually saying International Literary Festival Utrecht, I think that's what it means, it's starting again with a new program for this year. So they are expecting to have authors coming over to Utrecht starting in September. And between those names are Roxane Gay and Angie Thomas. And I am not sure if I am going to go to Utrecht to watch it or not. I also don't know if they are going to make it available online, because if they did, I would probably watch it online. But I am so excited that they are coming over and that people will probably be able to go and see them in September. Maybe I will also schedule one of the days, I'm especially interested in Roxane Gay. But if I do go, I will keep you updated, of course, and I will let you know how it went. I gotta see if there is any other way that they are accommodating people. And as I said, if it's possible to watch online, it's something that I'm really interested. I really like Roxane Gay. A few years ago, I also went to the festival to see a couple of people. It was very interesting. And although I know that it's, you know, on one hand, I think measures are being lifted a bit too quick and things are far from being okay with the situation, with the COVID situation. But it's so nice to get again the feeling that, you know, you can go to a festival and you can see authors again and be involved in literary stuff. So yeah, I'll keep you updated and I'll see how it goes. If you haven't read Roxane Gay, I can really recommend that you read Hunger, A Memoir of My Body, Bad Feminist, and there is another book that it wasn't specifically written by her, that it was edited by her, and of course it has also an intro with her own experience, and it's not that bad. And it is trigger warning with stories about rape and about rape victims, and honestly it is heartbreaking but also eye-opening. So I really recommend, I'm pretty certain anything by Roxane Gay is amazing. And of course Angie Thomas is also very known for writing The Hate U Give. So I cannot go to Utrecht twice to watch two people, but if I had a chance I would really like to watch Roxane Gay. I love her nonfiction. Now let's start with the books that I have read in June. I have started June with, and actually I was going to say I've started June, but no, I actually read a few books in Dutch in June. So for those who do not read Dutch, these books are not really translated into English, but I am going to talk about them a little bit anyway, and I hope they get translated. The first one is called Confrontaties by Simon Atangana Bekono. I hope I am pronouncing the last name right. Bekono? I don't know if it's Bekono or Bekono. But this book talks about a girl that gets taken into facility for youth. So like a recovery facility, it's in the Netherlands. And the story is so well written, what she goes through, but also with glimpse of the people around her. And honestly, I thought this was going to be a very difficult book to read, but I started it on Storytel because, you know, I have like I pay monthly and then I can read any books that they have available. And then I saw this one and I kind of thought, well, I'm going to give it a try. And it was actually pretty easy to read because it's not unnecessarily complicated. It's straight to the point. And then I just liked so much the descriptions and the feeling that you get from the main character. I really loved this book. And it's a shame that it wasn't actually, that it, I didn't read the other books that were nominated for the Dutch Libris Prize. This one was nominated, and I honestly really think it's a shame that it didn't win, because I have trouble kind of believing that other books were, especially the book one, that was much, much better. Story-wise, the theme that it talks about and, you know, that brings to the page that maybe you don't see very often, but also the writing. Yeah, she's from Rotterdam as well, the author, and I really enjoyed it. The next book was, and that's curious because in the last few months I've had a lot of 4 and 5 stars, so much so that I keep saying, well, am I giving these stars like just too easily? Am I, like, just so easy to appease? But the truth is that I have indeed been reading a lot of wonderful books. And last month, I decided to give a try to 2 books that I keep seeing going around. Or, okay, I don't keep seeing going around. We have them in the shop, and one of the authors is someone that we usually order. And that a lot of clients and a lot of people really like it. So, of course, I also try to read stuff that helps me at my job. So if I can read books that we have in the shop, that's great, right? And with English books, of course, I don't have so much trouble. So I went to pick up these 2 authors, and to be honest, they were both the only 3 stars that I had during this month, and 2 of the few 3 stars that I've had this whole year and last year. Last year was an amazing reading year. And the book is called Here We Are by Graham Swift. Now, I haven't read anything else by Graham Swift, so I am only rating them and their writing and their stories from this book. So I don't know, but I also, honestly, I don't really feel very much like checking other things by him, because this one was a bit of a disappointment. And so many people, or a few people, told me it's such a pretty story. But the truth is, yeah. The story is very much, well, it is so small, like just so uninteresting. Like, basically, this is the story of a magician. There's this magician, I think it's close to the war times in England. And there's this magician, and the story kind of starts with his wife talking about, it's always in the first person, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe first and third person, but there is definitely this lady, what I mean is not the writing that is first or third person, but the people the writing focuses on. So basically there's this lady that was married to the magician, and the story kind of starts with her and what she's feeling at the moment, and now she's an old lady, etc., and he is not there. And basically the story, the whole point of it is that the magician at some point disappeared. But you never figure out what actually happened. And the things that happen in the story, honestly, the whole time I was like, yeah, okay, then what? What actually happens next? I don't understand. So I've read a review after I've finished the book, and the book is like 3 hours long or something. I listened to the audiobook, so it's very short. But even so, it is a novel. And or a novelette, whatever, I don't know how many words it has, but like I went to the at the end after I finished the book, I went to Goodreads to check out on the reviews, and someone said this should have been a short story, and I totally agree, because having a story where so little happens as a whole ass book, it just, like, honestly, I was so disappointed. Like, is that it? Is that all? It wasn't even extraordinary, or the writing wasn't extremely beautiful or anything. It was just like, I don't know. Like, I didn't get a lot from it. And then I think one thing that didn't help, and this is gonna sound so bad, is that the author, the narrator of the audiobook is, if I'm not mistaken about his name, Phil Davis. And it was the taxi driver from the new BBC Sherlock series, the ones by Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss. And he played like this terrible character. And then, not only that, on John Finnemore's Cabin Pressure, which is, if you don't know this series, you really should check out. If you like audiobooks and radio series, even if you don't like radio series or you think you don't, check it out, because John Finnemore is a genius, and he has this series, this radio series called Cabin Pressure, in which Phil Davis plays this character that is just a terrible, bully guy. And yeah, I had a lot of trouble kind of separating the narrator from the book I was listening to. So it was like an extra thing for me to kind of not like this book as much. But honestly, it had much more to do with the story. It's not a terrible book. It's very well written and everything. It just didn't, like, it didn't give me anything. Know what I mean? And yeah, so it was 3 stars. The next book that I've read is by David Grossman, and it's called Omhelzing, and it's a graphic novel. And it has very simple black and white charcoal, I think, drawings, and it tells the story of a boy and a mother and talking about, like, you know, being lonely and being part of a community. And it's a very short story, or short graphic novel, super simple, but super, super pretty, and yeah, very emotional. So I really enjoyed it. The next book was Meshev on Mars by Anna Waltz, another Dutch book. And I've read this one for the book club at my work, where we are reading books to improve our Dutch, called Nieuwe Taal. And this tells the story, because, well, the book is not just with Anna Waltz. It's Anna Waltz that wrote it with Vicky Janssen. And Vicky Janssen is a trans woman, and she basically told Anna Waltz her story, and then Anna Waltz wrote it in novel form. And it was so interesting. I've read, like, 3 books in Dutch by trans people, 2 of them by men. So there was Welcome by the Club by Thomas van der Meer, and the other one was by Alex Bakker, and I forgot the title, but you can find it. And they are both 2 trans men, and this is the first time that I have actually read one by a trans woman in Dutch, and it was super interesting, especially because the story was not at all like the one from Thomas van der Meer. Thomas van der Meer, it's a bit of a lighter story. He tells about his transition, but it kind of gives you a feeling sometimes that things were easy, which I'm sure they were not. But I discussed this book in a book club, and one of the people also said that. They said, oh, I'm so happy that things in the Netherlands are, you know, so evolved, and that he had, you know, he had bad times, but things were never too complicated about his transition, the way that he tells it. And then it's kind of like, it's his reality, but that doesn't mean it is the reality of everyone. And that also doesn't mean that he didn't just make it, you know, a bit lighter for a lighter read, because he has a tendency, and I really love his Volkskrant columns in the newspaper, to pick up terrible, terrible things and tell it in a way that it's, even though you understand how terrible that is, it makes it a bit lighter, it makes it a bit funnier. And with a book by Alex Baker, that was a bit different. So it was more the reality that we are used to see on TV, and you know, where things are a bit more complicated. And with Meshev on Mars was the same. So her parents did not accept her to be what she was. And people at school bullied her up to a point where she went to a different school and people were more accepting, but there was always trouble in the transition and in being accepted into society and accepting who she was. But it has, like, it's a very beautiful book. It doesn't have a bad ending, which is great, you know, in the sense that it's really nice to see how, in a sense, she became who she was already, but, like, fully. And yeah, it's very hopeful as well. And the writing was really nice. So it just read, in Dutch they say it reads like a train. So it just read very fast, super interesting. I love this book, like, for anyone. It is, yeah, you know, it's about this teenage, mostly teenage girl, even though it also talks about the way that she went through her childhood. But it can be read by anyone, and if you can read Dutch, I totally recommend this book. The next book was Transit by Rachel Cusk, and it was the other 3-star read of the month. It's the second book on a trilogy. I don't know what the name of the first one is, Outlook or something? I should know this, we have the book in the bookstore. Outline, that's it, Outline. There's Outline, there's Transit, and then there's another one that I think it's Kudos. And again, I found it on Storytel. I decided I'm just going to read it. give it a try. And this is gonna be so unfair. It's gonna sound so unfair because I'm a white person. But honestly, I was reading the book or listening to it because I got it as an audiobook. And on the way to work on my bike and, you know, coming back home from work. And I was thinking, oh my God, this is such like a white people problem. Why is she narrating her time at the hairdressers where pretty much like very little is happening, and whatever it is happening, it's not, I don't care. Like, I don't care. None of the troubles in the book, I feel, are actually really picked up on. So, for example, there was like this, you know, trouble that she had with the downstairs neighbors who were really bitches, but nothing went beyond them being like that to her and trying to hinder her life in her apartment. So there were tiny little problems, and neither of it became more interesting or more invested in, or, you know, like, it's just this tiny problems of people, like, that I honestly, I'm being unfair. Or maybe I'm not, because this is my personal opinion and it's not, like, the opinion on the book. It is my personal opinion on the book. But it really, I was like, this is just so white people problems. Like, I honestly, not the white people problems that I care about. And yeah, I couldn't connect with the book. Again, the writing is good. I like the way she writes. Fine, perfect. But the story just didn't mean anything to me. And I was very upset because she has, like I said, she has this trilogy. She also has another book called Coventry. She has now a new book that loads of people are also excited about called Second Place. And I cannot find in me the excitement to read any other book now, because I'm a bit afraid that it will be a little bit like this. Like, you know, just daily things that don't really pull me into the story. But don't take my word for it. I still gave it 3 stars. And, you know, if you like her, I'm sorry. Again, it's just what I feel about the books. Not trying to bash the writer or the story if you like it. Just that's how I felt. And I don't really, like, it's great to bash on things, to be honest. Like, it feels great, it feels really good, but I also think it is sometimes a bit unfair, and I am trying not to be unfair. But anyway, 3 stars for me for Transit by Rachel Cusk. The next book was a lot better. 5 star, it's the new one by Tiffany D. Jackson. I actually don't know when it's coming out, but, or if it already came out. I think maybe it already came out. Actually, let me check. Yeah, no, it hasn't come out yet. So if you're looking for this book, you're gonna have to put it in a pre-order. It comes out in September, 14 September. I got, luckily enough, an advanced reading copy from Edelweiss. So, you know, digital, because here in Europe, I don't really get any other kind of advanced reading copies except digital. And I'm very, very glad that I can get these. It's a privilege to be able to get these books before they are out and for free. If you're wondering why that happened, well, the deal I have with Libre.fm, it's because I wrote an article for Book Riot about audiobooks, which I love. I love audiobooks. I cannot shut up about how much I love audiobooks. And then Libre.fm contacted me and asked me if I would like to be in their program with advanced listening copies. And I said, yes, sir. Thank you so much. So every month I get 6 books for free that I then can read and review. There's no pressure. Nobody has ever sent me a mail, hey, you're like getting all these books and you're only reviewing 1 audiobook a month. No, nobody has ever said anything to me. So I just get all these books for free. Sometimes even advanced reading copies that I don't get in digital form, to like in print as an ebook. And I end up getting from Libre.fm, like Malibu Rising, for example, and One Last Stop. So I'm super privileged to have this and super happy. And the other ones, the ebooks that I get, it's because, well, I work at Book Riot. I write for them. And Edelweiss, you can sign up as well and you can create your profile and you can request. And a lot of people will get books like this. There's another website called NetGalley also gives you books for free in exchange for reviews. Again, I have more trouble being accepted for reviews and for books on NetGalley than I have on Edelweiss. But I once in a while, like on Edelweiss as well, I get a request denied. So I don't get any book that I would like to read for free, but I do still get quite a bit, more than what I actually unfortunately managed to read. Also on Edelweiss, there are some books that are made available, so you can just download them without requesting. It's not a lot, but it's worth giving a try, so just search for Edelweiss Plus and NetGalley if you want to check for advanced reading copies. And if you have more than 1,000 followers on Instagram, you can send an email to LibroFM to see if you can be part of their advanced listening copy program. But going back to White Smoke by Tiffany D. Jackson, this is a horror story, and I've been, in the last year or so, especially since I've listened to The Only Good Indians, which I'm not even going to start on that book because it's, oh my god, it's so good. It's just like, I think about that book at least once a week, I think, and I've read it last year. I listened to the audiobook as well, and I'm like, wow. Like, my mind is blown away by how absolutely majestic and amazing that book is. But anyway, White Smoke. So I've been trying to read more horror, and this, the premise of this book, sounded amazing. So I went on Edelweiss, I requested, I was lucky enough to get a copy. Actually, At first, I knew about this book through Book Riot, and then I complained that I couldn't see a request button, and it was because it wasn't yet available for request. And Liberty Hardy, which many of you probably know from Bookstagram and Twitter and Book Riot as well, she reads loads of books a year, she's amazing. She told me when the book was available for request, so I ran to Edelweiss, and then I got approved. And, well, I'm so happy because this book was really good. There is, though, however, I give it a 5-star because the book was so unexpected as well. Like, whatever it is that I was expecting it to be, it was not. It was something else. The mystery, the way that it got solved, I was expecting a lot of stuff. I wasn't expecting that. It was a very good twist. But I do feel like the ending was a bit rushed. So as the book ends, there is a lot of stuff that I had questions about that I had no idea how it had been solved, and it didn't get solved, and there isn't a sequel. But that's the only thing that I have to say. But it is an author's choice, you know, like, okay, it's not like the book was rushed to the end narrative wise is that at the end I would have liked to see a lot more stuff that, let's say, happened behind the scenes happening at that moment, which did not. It is left to the reader's imagination. If you like thrillers, if you like horror books, you will like this one, I think. Well, I liked it very much, and it is the first book that I've read by Tiffany D. Jackson. I know that she is also the author of, I'm just here actually throwing pronouns without actually knowing if the, like, what are some authors' pronouns? I didn't check. I don't know if they are non-binary or not, so I'm just gonna say they. I'm sorry. But, like, yeah, Tiffany D. Jackson, I haven't read Grown. I think it's Grown or Grow. It's also by them. But I'm really curious now to see what they have going on. I do want to read Blackout. I started a little bit of a story because I bought that book for a friend, and then I read it before, you know, wrapping it up to offer my friend, and it seems it gave me a lot of Let It Snow by, you know, John Green and other authors vibe, just short stories with young adults. And yeah, they were really, the one that I've read, the little bits that I read, they were really nice. So I heard Storytel also has the audiobook, so I am definitely going to listen to Blackout, and Tiffany D. Jackson is one of the authors writing a story there. So White Smoke was, again, despite the ending that was a bit rushed, still really, really good. 5 stars. The last book of the month is called Numenaten by Catherine Castro. And this book is a graphic novel as well. It's a graphic novel about a trans man, or in this case, a trans boy, because he's still just an adolescent. Again, another story about a trans man that was super interesting, very well written. I really like the fact that it was in graphic novel form, so you also have the drawings to help you out, you know, figure out the characters. And yeah, it reads also quickly. It's not a super long graphic novel, but it is very well made. And yeah, it says that, you know, the stories that we know about transformation and of feeling well in this world, not feeling like you fit, except that, well, it is about a trans person. So obviously not only they feel like they don't fit in the world, there's also the transformation that they need to go through to fit in their body and in the body that fits with what they are. So yeah, like it's again for people who are learning Dutch as well but who want to improve their Dutch, graphic novels are always fantastic, and this one is really, really good. 5 stars. That is that. Those are the books that I have read in June. Yeah, I am very excited to talk about the books that I have read in July with you, because I have quite a few already that were pretty amazing, but that's for next month. I have a few news to give about the podcast, but I think I am going to talk about that next month. But it's about the third season. I'm about to kind of wrap up the second season and take a little bit of time, because this year has been a bit heavy, even though I haven't been working, you know, super hard work-wise. I actually mean it like the bookstore and, you know, like other work that I had. I usually had 2 jobs, and because of the pandemic, I only kept the job at the bookstore in the end. So now I'm working like 4 days a week, and it's not even like full time. But for some reason, with all the interviews and the podcast episodes that I've been doing, I have been having trouble figuring out my time now that I spend more days at work. And also because editing the podcast, because I am recording them quite closer to the release day, has been a bit more anxiety, not driven, but more like more stressful. Let's say it like that. It's been a bit more stressful. So I have new ideas, and that's why I kind of want to close off a season 2 so that I can start with those ideas. And I can already give you an idea of what I'm going to do, is that I am going to continue with interviews, with the footnotes. I am going to bring back Wrecked, and yeah, I will go into it next month when I talk about the books that I've read in July. I will start by talking about my plans, because I still also have to define them precisely, but there are going to be some changes for next season. Keep your ears peeled for that. If you want to know what I am doing, just make sure that you check Instagram, because I always post stuff on Instagram. Sometimes I am more active in stories. I put reviews on the timeline, and I always talk about like the interviews that I'm doing, always sharing. There was also a change in my Twitter. I'm no longer having a Twitter account that is separated for the podcast, because I just figure out it's one other social media for me to curate, and I do not have the energy for that. I do not have the energy to separate things and have like 3 social media or 2 Twitters that I have to post things on one account or the other. So I'm putting everything on my regular account, which is Karina_5. So you can check everything that's going on with the podcast there as well. And apart from that, just follow my social media. I am also on Patreon. So if you enjoy these episodes, I am not planning on going anywhere. So even though I am changing gears to make the podcast more friendly to myself and less stress inducing, I am still going to be here. So if you like what I do and you would like to help me and support me, you can do so on Patreon by signing up at patreon.com/astoryofsorts. There are different tiers, and the first tier starts at, I think, $1 or $2. So I'm just making it as easy as possible for people to help out with whatever they can help out. I always release the episode slightly earlier, and right now I only have 1 patron. So I am not really doing extra stuff, because yeah, I only have 1 patron and it's a friend. So I don't see it as a very big justification to do a lot of extra stuff. But if I start getting more patrons, then I will do extra stuff. And I would like to work on that as well, because there are stuff that I can talk about that it's not, that doesn't fit on the regular podcast, but it would fit on Patreon. So if you can't support me on Patreon, I would be really, really glad if you could just, you know, leave a review, leave the stars you think I deserve on iTunes or whatever you get your podcast from, and come say hello on Instagram, where I'm always happy to talk about books with people. And that's it for today. I will see you again with a new interview next week. I'll talk to you then, and thank you for listening.